Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the government chief whip has declined a challenge by Deputy Patrick O'Gallagher to debate on the planned closure of 17 post offices in the county. Minister Michael Rings says today he is aware that there is a deficit in infrastructure in Donegal. The Air Corps has joined the search for missing woman Rhonda O'Loughlin, and Fianna Fáil say they will insist a redress scheme for mica affected homeowners in Donegal be included in Budget 2019. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisín Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrisher. But first to news, a rescue operation is ongoing off Fannet this evening. Two people are believed to have been rescued after the fishing boat they were in sank earlier today. The Lough Swilly lifeboat was tasked to the scene by the Coast Guard at around 3:30 this afternoon. The Mulroy Coast Guard and Lough Swilly RNLI remain at the scene. The Air Corps has joined the search for missing woman Rhonda O'Loughlin. Searches are continuing after the 34-year-old was last seen at around 1:30 on Sunday afternoon last in the vicinity of Bridgetown in Lahey, walking in the direction of the N15 Donegal Town to Ballyshannon Road. Miss O'Loughlin is described as 5'5" in height, of a slim build with brown auburn-coloured hair, and was last seen wearing a red top, grey tracksuit bottoms and distinctive pink footwear. Anyone with any information is asked to contact Gardaí Ballyshannon on 071 9858 530. The government chief whip has declined a challenge to debate the planned closure of 17 post offices in Donegal. Askan Corla and Fianna Fáil deputy Patrick O'Gallagher challenged Minister Joe McHugh to a public debate after Minister McHugh issued a statement last evening saying he had secured a commitment that Ampost will consider business cases for transferring post office services to a retailer in any affected area if a business case can be made. Deputy Gallagher says Minister McHugh's intervention brings nothing new to the table and is a little too late.
It was announced yesterday evening that the closing date for submissions was today, whereas in fact we know for some time that that has been extended to the end of October. He also talks about businesses making a business case in areas where post offices are closing. It's just a great pity that the government didn't consider that when they underwrote the protocol of Ampost and the Irish Postmasters Union some time ago, when decisions were taken at that time, not on the basis of a business case, but it was taken on the basis of who wanted to accept redundancy.
If this public debate were to take place, I'd imagine one of Minister McHugh's arguments would be that over 700 post offices were closed under a Fianna Fáil-led government.
But by saying that, then is he saying then what was right or wrong then is right or wrong now? That's not the issue. This government are playing on this for the last number of years, and what they don't remember is in 2010, and that's 10 years ago almost, that we took very difficult decisions at that time and set the template for budgets year after year.
Responding, Minister McHugh believes Deputy Gallagher should be using his position in a more proactive way.
There's nothing new in this. I mean, the independent review mechanism was put out there at an early stage. There's been a number of public meetings, and I've had different people coming back to me from those public meetings saying that there are businesses interested. So I felt it was an obligation on my part to put it out there that if there are businesses interested and who have a viable proposition, to get it in there. What I did yesterday as well, I was in contact with officials from Ampost, and I was saying that this can't be just an exercise whereby businesses come forward and they're not getting a proper hearing. So I'll be insisting that there will be a proper hearing.
Patrick O'Gallagher challenging you to a debate on this. Will you accept?
Look, Pat's challenging me most weeks now, and I mean, Pat will remember all the post offices that were closed down by Fianna Fáil down the years as well, over 700. I'm not going to get into that debate, but I mean, that's silly stuff. I'm a constructive politician that wants to work together. I'm happy to work together. He's in government as well, keeping this government together, so he should use his resources in a proactive way rather than plain silly stuff.
Minister Michael Rings says he is aware that there is a deficit in infrastructure in Donegal. The Minister for Rural and Community Development says he will be announcing further funding for Donegal under CLAR, the Town and Village Renewal Scheme and the LIS Scheme in the coming weeks. He's been reviewing a number of projects in Donegal to date funded by his department, and earlier he announced almost €42,000 for a wheelchair accessible vehicle to serve day centres, clinics and other services in Gweedore, the Rosses and Clochaneely. Minister Ring told Highland Radio News that he will continue to deliver for the county.
My own department last year delivered to Donegal £8.6 million. And I can assure you there'll be another million between now and the end of the year. And of course, there's a deficit there in relation to infrastructure. We have had the TAR programme, Town and Village, Leader, Community Enhancement Scheme, the LIS Scheme, the Local Improvement Scheme, closed down by Fianna Fáil. I brought it back there 2 years ago. Donegal got over £4 million in relation to the LIS Scheme. And again, I'm hoping to have a further bit of announcement on that between now and the end of the year.
In terms of LIS, as you say, Donegal has got in the region of £4 million since it was reintroduced.
Yeah.
The reality is the value of applications that have come from Donegal is closer to 20. Councillors, community groups, they're all saying, we need more. What can you tell them?
Well, all I'd say to them is, I've given them £4
million. Is that going to expand?
I'm ready again this year. Announced a further £10 million, and I will have further funding between now and the end of the year. Big scheme in Donegal, big scheme in rural Ireland. You know, if I could get other departments to come and match some of that funding, we're talking to the local authorities today, I'd be hoping that they can do a bit of match funding on it.
I've no doubt you're bending Patrick Donoghue, who's here ahead of the budget next month. Is he listening?
Oh God, I'll tell you one thing, we've had many meetings, and we'll have many more meetings. Next year my budget will go up by 60%, my capital budget. The big one is the rural regeneration scheme, and that's the one I really want to get some pilot projects, you know, shovel ready projects, great jobs. It's a combination of the community, councils, state agencies and the private sector out there. We have a fund there now of £1 billion over 10 years, and that fund will be rolling from the 1st of January next year. People talk in 2011, there were 21,000 people unemployed in this county. That's down now to 11,000. So that's some positive news for the county of Donegal.
Fianna Fáil say they will insist a redress scheme for mica-affected homeowners in Donegal be included in Budget 2019. A meeting was held in Dublin yesterday with members of the Mica Action Group, Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin, the party's spokesperson Dara O'Brien and Donegal deputy Charlie McConlogue. Following the meeting, the Mica Action Group say they view the commitment given by Fianna Fáil as a further step in the fight for redress. Deputy Charlie McConlogue says it is vital a provision for homeowners affected by the defective block issue is made in the upcoming budget.
Homeowners are at the stage where it's absolutely essential that a redress scheme is put in place. And with the budget coming up, Fianna Fáil are insisting and have it as a key priority in our budget negotiations, because it is key and it's essential that there is a budget line in Budget 2019 in order to actually ensure that a scheme can be put in place.
The housing minister is being accused of politically manipulating the homeless figures to save his own skin. It's emerged the housing department has removed just over 1,600 people from its official numbers this year. They were taken out of the statistics at the request of Owen Murphy, who blamed categorisation errors. Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson Owen O'Brien thinks it's absolutely scandalous.
My view at this stage is the homeless figures that he is standing over aren't worth the paper they're written on, and the responsibility for producing those figures had to be taken away from the Department of Housing, given to the Central Statistics Office. This month's figures are so unreliable, they tell us nothing. And I have to say, it is nothing short of political manipulation of the figures by a minister desperate to save his political skin.
Meanwhile, Donegal County Council is being urged to think differently about its housing stock after figures reveal that almost 90 dwellings have been vacant for more than 6 months. While over 30 of these houses are either ready for letting or work being finalised, there are some cases where offers were refused. A further 36 houses still require various levels of refurbishment works, while the remaining 18 are in rural or low-demand locations. Councillor Jack Murray says it's imperative that these properties be sold on quickly and the money used to buy houses in more desirable areas.
I'd be very surprised, because I know the housing need is across the rural area. There's plenty of people that need houses in rural areas, and there's schools that are struggling because people are moving out of the area. So we do need to have houses available in the rural area. But if they've exhausted every avenue and the house won't be taken by anybody, if it could be sold, then I'd be calling the council to do that very quickly, to ring fence the money and to secure housing where it is needed.
The Irish Greyhound Board is carrying out a comprehensive review of the industry, with the financial viability of 16 stadiums, including Lifford, set to take place in the coming months. The board CEO, Gerard Dollard, says each stadium will be assessed in several different areas, including finance, population catchment and other competing sporting facilities. He says the greyhound industry has been experiencing change, and this review will determine how it must adapt.
There are 16 tracks in existence. 9 of them are owned by the IGB and 7 are privately owned. And One of them is located there in Lifford in County Donegal. Obviously, all tracks are finding it difficult. There's been a lot of changes over the last number of years. This review is really about doing an analysis of all 16 stadia, looking at their catchments, looking at their financial viability, looking at the breeders and trainers in the area and coming up with recommendations.
Given that Lifford is for sale at the moment, the entire stadium and adjoining lands on the market at present, is that going to form part of the review when it comes to the stadium here?
Absolutely. We'll be specifying that it's all 16 stadia are included, and that includes Lifford. That will be included as part of the assessment. I wrote yesterday to all the private tracks, again including Lifford, and asked them that when the consultant is appointed that they would nominate somebody to work directly with the consultant so that all the relevant information from the local area relating to the local stadia can be given to the consultant so that they're in a position to come up with some recommendations. It's also part of the process that there has to be a consultation with stakeholders. So I think it is an opportunity for the industry. People might view it negatively, but it is an opportunity to look and see what it is the greyhound racing industry needs into the future.
A new confidential line for reporting bribery and corruption is being launched. It's hoped it will bring light to cases that would otherwise go unreported. Adrian Harmon reports.
The new message-based system will allow callers to leave a confidential voicemail for members of the Garda Anti-Corruption Unit. The unit was set up last year as part of the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau in order to tackle bribery and corruption both here and abroad. It comes following the recent enactment of legislation adding new offences on corruption within and outside the state. Gardaí say that the confidential line provides an avenue for concerned people to report cases which might otherwise go unreported.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal Club Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 14 minutes past five and time to lead a sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with golf. And Europe lead 5-3 at the end of day one of the Ryder Cup after a sensational afternoon comeback. Thomas Bjorn's team produced a clean sweep of the foursomes after trailing 3-1 in the morning session. With the details off day one, here's David Brady.
Europe have completed a clean sweep of the foursomes in brilliant fashion to take a 5-3 overall lead after day one. Justin Rose and Henrik Stenson were always in command against Dustin Johnson and Ricky Fowler, winning 3-2. Rory McIlroy and Ian Poulter were two down after three against Bubba Watson and Webb Simpson, but turned things around with four straight wins from the sixth and ran out convincing winners by 4-2. Sergio Garcia and Alex Noren were seven up at the turn. They beat Phil Mickelson and Bryson DeChambeau 5-4, and that was the scoreline also in the final match, Tommy Fleetwood and Francesco Molinari defeating Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. It's Europe leading by 5-3. David Brady with BHP Insurance for all your community insurance needs.
So a fantastic afternoon for Europe in the foursomes as they lead 5-3 at the end of the day. Ryder Cup captain Thomas Bjorn said it was a great team effort.
We believe in it as a group, and you know, there's a few guys who are sitting out this morning that you would normally see in the first session, but they were very keen to go out and play this afternoon and prove that, you know, we are a team and we do it with all 12. But we're one team and we did it with all 12 today. That was the plan of through the whole week. We wanted to get everybody on the golf course today, and we did that. And that gives and takes, but those guys are set out this morning. I'm very proud of what they did because they came out and showed quality, class, and what they did. And this was obviously a wonderful afternoon, disappointing morning, but that's a long way to go in this. But it's we go home with a good taste in our mouth tonight, and then we regroup for tomorrow.
Ryder Cup captain Thomas Bjorn, all set for another exciting day of action tomorrow in Paris. In Gaelic games, Mayo are set to appoint James Horner as the next senior football manager. Mike Sloan, who had also been in contention to succeed Stephen Rochford, has now withdrawn his name from the process. The Mayo County Board say they'll now meet with Horan to discuss his management team and plans for the 2019 season. Well, it's a busy weekend of action across the northwest in the Gaelic Games world, with club championship quarterfinals in both Donegal and Tyrone. The action starts tonight in Tyrone with Galbally against Aidan Dark. That one gets underway at 8:30 at Healy Park in Omagh. Tomorrow afternoon it's Ardbo against Trulloch, and then two games on Sunday with Killy Clogher against Omagh and Errigal Kieran playing Coal Island. There's also another game at Hayley Park in Omagh tonight. It's a double header at 7 o'clock. The intermediate quarter final between Eglish and Gortina will be played. The championship action in Donegal gets underway tonight with the Junior B fixture. Red Hughes play Mavill in Buncrana. That one gets underway at 8:30. The senior championship quarter finals start with St Michael's against McCool's. The O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny is the venue for that one tomorrow. Then later on tonight, 2016 winners Glenn Swilly are taking on Four Masters at McCool Park in Ballybuffet. And among the rest of the action on Saturday, Milford and Termon are fighting for their lives in a relegation playoff. They will meet in Dunfanaghy tomorrow afternoon. On Sunday, the big game sees Kilcar against 2015 winners Niamh Connell. And the last eight encounter at Tyrconnell Park in Donegal Town throws in at 2 o'clock in the Senior Championship. And the fourth game in the quarterfinals is a Sunday evening at 5. Gweedore, who are seen as Minnie's favourites to lift to Dr Maguire this year, they are taking on Bundoran, who of course qualified thanks to a goal late in injury time last Sunday in our draw. The other relegation playoff, Dunloe against Spurt, has also been played on Sunday. We will have reporters and live coverage from all of those matches this coming weekend. And not forgetting about the Intermediate Football Championship too. There is action being played Saturday and Sunday. On to the provincial football, and the first of the Donegal sides in Ulster competition tomorrow is Fanad Gaels. The Donegal junior winners are playing Scotstown off Monaghan. That is tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock down in Fanad. It's an historic day for the club because it's the first time that the club are playing in an Ulster competition, and ladies Ulster competition. And then Glenfinn, who won back-to-back Donegal titles last weekend, they're straight back into action this coming Sunday as the quarterfinals of the Ulster Senior Ladies Championship. They have a home tie, and it's against Lurgan off Cavan on Sunday afternoon. Taking centre stage in Derry this weekend, it is the Hurling Championship finals with the senior, intermediate and junior deciders all taking place at Owen Beg on a Sunday. Slochneil involved in yet another senior final will play Banagher, and Slochneil are of course going for 6 in a row Derry senior hurling titles this year. On to soccer, Republic of Ireland women's boss Colin Bell has named an 18 player squad for the friendly against Poland on Tuesday, October the 9th. Donegal's Tyler Toland has been ruled out due to injury. She sustained that knee injury in the final game of the World Cup qualifying campaign against Northern Ireland. Milford's Amber Barrett is named among the four forwards for the tie. Republic of Ireland men's manager Martin O'Neill has received a fitness boost ahead of next month's Nations League games against Denmark and Wales. Burnley boss Sean Dyche has confirmed that midfielder Robbie Brady is close to returning to a first team competition. He did of course play for the Clarets under 23 on Monday past. Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho has again insisted that his relationship with Paul Pogba is good. The pair appeared to share a frosty exchange in training this week. Mourinho had already told the midfielder he wouldn't be captain again. United boss says Pogba gets the same treatment as everyone else.
He's a player like the others. No player is bigger than the club. If I'm happy with his work, he plays. If I'm not happy with his work, he doesn't play.
Celtic winner James Forrest has signed a new 4-year contract with the Scottish champions. The 27-year-old has played more than 300 games for the first team after coming through the Youth Academy. Dundalk will look to reach a fourth successive FAI Cup final this evening. The Premier Division champions elect take on First Division winners UCD. That game been played at Oriel Park. In the Irish League Premiership, all the action is tomorrow afternoon. Among the ties, Institute are hosting Crusaders at the Brandywell Stadium. Kickoff is at 3 o'clock. Coleraine, who currently share third in the table, are off to Newry City. The leaders, Glenavon, have a home tie against Dungannon. There's an SSE or Trusty League Under-17 Northern Division fixture tonight. It's a derby game as Derry City take on Sligo Rovers at the Showgrounds. That one kicks off at 8:15. Rugby-wise, all the Irish provinces are playing each other this weekend, and Keith Earls will make a seasonal debut for Munster against Ulster at Thomond Park tomorrow. The Mau Ross man comes onto the wing as one of 8 changes to the side which lost in Cardiff last week. Ian Henderson and John Cooney are both back for Ulster. And local rugby, the All-Ireland League starts tomorrow. City of Derry at home in Division 2C as they take on Tullamore. Oma start their campaign on the road as they go to Balling. Among the other games to take place tomorrow afternoon in Ulster Championship 3, Strabane and Letterkenny both at home. Letterkenny play civil service and Strabane take on Newry. In motorsport, the sixth and final round of the Irish Tarmac Rally Championship, the Cork 20 International, will be held this weekend. around the town of Macrum over 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. With Josh and Sam Moffat not competing, it means that Josh Moffat, is the tarmac champion for this year. But there's still the modified championship to be decided, and it's going to be decided between Donegal men. Kevin Eaves and John Boner are set to fight it out ahead of the final round. They are separated by just 8 points going into the action in Cork. And finally, in boxing, Schoolboys International in Dublin tonight sees Ireland against Germany. Dunfanaghy's two-time national schoolboy champion Bernie McDonagh is in action tonight. 14 contests down for decision in that one. And that is it, Michaela, from the Sports Desk for today. Saturday Sports will be on air tomorrow after the 2 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, a monastic round tower has been discovered in the middle of Derry City. The monument, which is on the grounds of Lumen Christi College, was thought to be the remains of a windmill tower. However, researchers from Queen's University in Belfast have discovered that it dates back to the 13th or 14th century. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Dr. Colm Donnelly of Queen's University says this is a highly significant find, as the tower is the only medieval structure still standing in Derry. He added all other medieval buildings that were once in the city are now gone, buried under centuries of building activity that have happened in the city over the past 400 years. The discovery was made through radiocarbon dating of mortar retrieved from the building as part of innovative research being carried out at Queen's. The work previously carried out by historians in the Derry Tower Heritage Group suggested a medieval round tower once existed in this general location in 1600. By 1685, the round tower is no longer shown on any historic maps, but a windmill is shown on the site, which at that point was the outskirts of the city. Stephen Doherty of the Derry Tower Heritage Group, a teacher at Lumen Christi College, says this new discovery is set to change people's understanding of the city's early history.
For weather now, staying dry for the rest of the day with cloudy periods and some sunny spells. Tonight will be dry with clear spells and lowest temperatures of 2 to 5 degrees, with a grass frost likely to develop inland and a few mist or fog patches forming towards dawn. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, it's believed two people have been rescued off Fannet this evening after their fishing vessel sank. Rescue services were tasked to the scene by the Coast Guard after the alarm was raised at around 3:30 this afternoon. The government chief whip has declined a challenge to debate the planned closure of 17 post offices in the county. Las Cancorla and Fianna Fáil deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher challenged Minister Joe McHugh to a public debate after Minister McHugh issued a statement last evening saying he had secured a commitment that AmPost will consider business cases for transferring post office services to a retailer in any affected area if a business case can be made. The Air Corps has joined the search for missing woman Rhonda O'Loughlin. Searches are continuing after the 34-year-old was last seen at around 1:30 on Sunday afternoon last. And Minister Michael Ring says he is aware that there is a deficit in infrastructure in Donegal. The Minister for Rural and Community Development says he will be announcing further funding for Donegal under CLAR, the Town and Village Renewal Scheme and the LIS Scheme in the coming weeks. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is News with Colm Fersher, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shewer Mahasa Colm Fersher and Shalin, the Prief Skelty Air Highland Radio. Tasha Racha Ag Prief Ira and Realtish Joe McHugh, Gwald Galtanus Feitche Ega O Fos O An Fost, Gwynyant Her Kenyu Servishi Ofigan Fushta Ashtu Goji Mion Jiltari. Igasana in Anglactar and Kenyu, and Mokter Lewis Scott Ag Meister na Meistress Fost and Ofigi Tuya, Kailter na Servishi Pushed On. Actan Taras Stach McHugh Curran Ali or Mion Jiltari Kaz Gano. Yenu leshen service a chivnu. Ejur a yal lin, yulti and tarastach and kesht a flag of hobbly le pat the cope chak the dollar. Augustasha racha egen coral your conde mihal columnigal aspug, gor cor and realtus arc air, wanchur natura mar pobble and ach geligat economiocta. Fogri Turgowil Agriat Nua Tras Chira Gieltucht Vio Bonihe Concogi Lukoshti Plana La Changa as a Cosport and Nahagriacta Nua Kangalcha Yenev Ejur Nacanter Plana La Changa Agus Guch Entihe a Horch Difa Sofrosis Plana La Changa Taharaxul Gomeshe Erchomus and Togre Takiok the Horch the Koshti Hartere Cheer Tahi agus Saniola Sarant, agus Publiocht, Balskrocht, agus Factus, Fasicta, occurred I Greek. Tamiho Maki, offiget Planala Changa Clahanili, Anjumni Mar Lias Rooney, agus Donal O'Knaushi, offiget Planala Changa Gidor, agus Ictor Narasan, and the offiget Kajur of Publi Nahagriacta Nua. Tanela Coulter, agus Changan Philip Fader, Joe Erin Cregan, Fui Lanchol, and Jerry Shachtan, Yasha, Okaji Yenin Komaru, agus Kajuru, Fader Joe Hahi, Shanahi, Augustinia, Dinakanchuri, Duhish, Jernaha, Jeroin, Lanan and Ela Arai and you, Le Cardlan Araniacta, Le Moya Ni Colum, O Chir Connell, agus Session Araniacta, Oskalche, Egg Cha Pader Joe, agus Bay Kursa Gilliga, Le Ershul. Amora just sahern, a jirijai higus a kahara clog, le three level de rangana foil de olamuri, agus session, kyol, oskulcha, aveason, just sahern, ija, Fader Joe, komai. Agus nahemakti aveason, jadoni, na, la chili, agus spree de fuesti, agus session, skiliakta. Gushimbakoja illegalier, slanagus banakt.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 28th of September. The death has occurred of Gerard Peoples, 5 Barnild Park, Cloddy, County Derry. His remains will repose at his late home until 10:30 tomorrow morning, with removal from there to St Patrick's Church, Cloddy, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has taken place of Monica Gallen, née McBride, formerly Doherty, 5 Albert Terrace, Main Street, Lifford, and formerly of Castle Finn. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.